We'll see later on in the next parak what's called something that's moisel hevel, like you put it in coals, or you put it in sand, or you put it in gophris, in type of tar. If you wrap it around with these things are material that makes the pot even hotter. So to wrap it around with something that makes the heat hotter, it's also do even by joint. Even Friday afternoon, you can't make hot one with these things to leave it throughout the whole Shabbos. He says, why not? You're doing it Friday, what should be wrong? Said Rashi, if they not omer and turn the bedavar moisav hevel afilu mavajim, can have not come on. The Mishnah says later, lay be gefes, you can't use the tav, lay be zevel, that was shmutz. But yafa gav the stam hat tamon mavajim. Usually you make hat money, you wrap around these things with the pot, but mavajim before shkiyu. So asvina mishra sheicho, because we say once it comes nighttime, it's also. So most people take care of this hat tamon before Shabbos. So what's wrong with wrapping around these things before Shabbos? You're doing it Friday. And the Gemara, Gzeiro, Shemiyatim Beremis. We're afraid when you're going to wrap it around with this type of sand or this type of gophers, you're going to have hot coals inside them also. Hey, since this is material that's moist of hevel, in other words, you have das, to mamish make it hotter and hotter, we're afraid you're going to also put some hot coals in there also. For the Gemara, so what's wrong with that also? You're putting it in before Shabbos. You're putting it in Friday afternoon, 18 minutes before Shkia. You're wrapping around now with your shmatas and putting hot coals inside. Right there, what's wrong? Everything is done before Shabbos. We're afraid if you have hot coals there wrapped around, we're afraid of come nighttime, you see it's not burning so well, the coals, you'll start hitting the coals to make the coals burn up. And that's an issue of ice, you'll be able to have on Shabbos. So to make xera, any type of material that's moist of hevel that makes it hotter, it's the xera. If you're going to use that material, we're afraid who are then you're going to use material that has hot coals inside it. And with hot coals, there's a xera, you'll come to hit it. And that's called kuluchot xera. It's not called xera. Xera, that's one xera. Trashi beremetz, efer hamura v'gcholim. We're afraid to use type of dust or dirt that has coals inside it. For the mar v'yatmin, the mavoy yoimu, even that, what's wrong with that? You're doing it Friday. There it says, we're afraid at night time you come to hit the coals. You're going to come to cook up the pot. The pot that Sholem didn't cook the garment before Shabbos. The gozum, we made exer eva on something that's cooked the garment before Shabbos. That's our reason. Not allowed to leave anything on the oven, even though it's cooked. The coals, sorkoi, unless you made gerufa, you took out the coals, or shiyakta, and you put some dirt on top of the coals like our blech. V'achim maskina perakira. At least this is Rashi Shita. Here's a quote to Rashi in Tosant. You can't leave anything on the blech, on the fire, before Shabbos, left there's a blech there. Even just leaving it on the fire. We'll see later. I think Taisa Shita is not like this. But Rashi's saying now, you can't leave anything unless you have a gerufa, means you took out all the coals, or else shayikta means you put some dirt on top of the fire. That's like our blech. We put something on top of the fire to make a hecker to know you can't touch it on Shabbos. V'achim maskinah perakira. The Amar Rebbe, kitmom, if you put the dirt on top of the coals, for huvarom, and then it burned up, the coals start to burn up again, mashoyin aleh, you're allowed to leave the food on top of it. Chamin shukhim v'join. Kortzorkin. V'tasha shabit kortzorkin. Anything that's cooked legarma, you're allowed to leave it there. We're not going to have the gzerian come to hit the coals. Since right before Shabbos, you put ketumah, you put dirt on top of it, you're like, megala dasna, you're not going to touch this fire on Shabbos. Because if you have dasna touching the fire, you wouldn't put this ketumah, like you wouldn't put the blech on top of it. V'cheinam rabiyechen. That's the rabiyechen later on also. So kids, so this is the reason why you can't be make hot tumana even Friday with something that moist of heaven that makes it hotter and hotter. Because the Xerian will come to use coals, and with coals, the Xerian will come to hit the coals on Shabbos.
Put the Hoover
up. It'll burn, even if it burned up already. Hoover, you put dirt on top of the coals, right? So usually the coals die out. What happened if the coals start to burn up again, as if to say the dirt is not helping anything? Still it's mutter. Tana Rabbon. We're going to start the sugya today. We're going through it more. The famous sugya of Ben Hashmoshes. Tana Rabbonin. Ben Hashmoshes, that means after Shkia Poshid, until Tzeitzik Echovim, is Sofik min Ayoim or min Alayla. So Sofik, what din does it have? Is it called Yoim or is it called Laila? Also, Sofik Kulu min Ayoim. Is it start to say the whole time is Yoim? Sofik Kulu min Alayla. Sofik, the whole time is min Alayla. So really, there's like three spikes here. So Rashi, min ayem and min alayla, klaimer, sofik yesh boi mishneim. There's a sofik made it, Bena Shmoshes have both parts to it. Hey, it's like the first part of Bena Shmoshes is yin, and the second part is laila. And then there's another sofik, sofik kulim mina yim, sofik kulim mina laila. Haregimu sveikis, there are three types of sveikis here. Lefikach matil alov. Therefore, you'll see where we put these dinim to it. So sofik if it's both, or is it the whole thing is yoim, or the whole thing is laila? Three different sveikis here. Maybe the old ben ashmoshes is yoim, maybe the old ben ashmoshes is laila, and maybe no, there's a part of ben ashmoshes that's yoim, and a part that's laila. What's nagei to us? Is matil noisoi l'choymesh na yoim. We put upon ben ashmoshes a chumrah of 2 days. What is it nagei to a zav that sees zav the locher is? If you see three days zav, then you tummy you have to bring a korban. If you only see 2 days zav, you tummy don't have to bring a korban. So the guy sees ben hashmoshes, so he make a chumra as if to say the beginning of ben hashmoshes was yoim and the end of ben hashmoshes was laila. So it's as if he saw now zav 2 days, so he becomes tummy if the one seeing zav ben hashmoshes. So Drashi, the thinkach matil nolov choyme shnei hayomim. Well, come first to my hilkos hashtach leim shema yeshva mishneim. What's the chumra too? We'll explain it soon. Something more now. V'yezel ben hashmoshes. What is called ben hashmoshes? When does it start? Mishetishke hachama. After shkia hachama. He's up until shkia. There's no sofik. It's vada yoyim. After shkia, that's when the sofik starts. How long is the sofik? Kol zaman shepnei mizrach. The face of the mizrach, like you see the sun going down, badimim. It's still red. As even after the sun goes down, it's all redness there.
The red is in the west, isn't it?
What?
The red is talking about the west.
No, it's up at east.
Mm.
It's the other side, isn't it? What's the
thing
over here? Zelben is much to do. It does not show Pnei Mizrach. No, I'm not sure. Here, weiter. Hier
ist der Tachten. What? The sun is on the west and it shines across to the east, maybe.
But the east is always dark.
The clouds on the east.
Yeah, right.
The west.
Yeah. Let's say the bottom part of already hichset means got black. You don't see the redness anymore. For lo hichset elyon, but all the way up, you still like see a little bit rays of the sun. The red is still there. That's still called ben hashmoshes. That's still ben hashmoshes. Hichset elyon. If even the top part also became black already. The Ishla Tachtim is either top and the bottom, both look like black, Zel Laila. That's no more Ben Hashmoshes ready, that's called Laila. Divi Reb Yehuda, that's called Reb Yehuda Shita. So Drashi, Madim, what does this redness mean? Shenira Admumis Chama V'Oven. We still see the redness of the sun in the clouds. Hichtif Hishcher means the bottom part became a little black already, you don't see the redness anymore. Tachtim means Tachtim Shokipa Rekia, the bottom part of the Rekia of the sky. Hasmuch L'Oretz, that's closer to the ground. Elia means Goiva, the top part of the sky, Shokipa. Anyway, on the Harris Lachsev, that doesn't come black so fast. As first the bottom part becomes black, then the top part becomes black. L'kama Porach, might come at the Kasha Seferesha. But soon we'll see it's a Spiro, when it's been a Shmoshes. First you say, any part of it, and then it says no between hichtav tacht and hichtav elyon. I will soon see. It's like a spira. But this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Nechem Yoimer kedei shihalich odo mishetishka hachama chatzimil. He has no ben hashmoshes starts from shkia tachama. How long? How long it takes you to walk a chatzimil? So even 9 minutes. Strashi chatzimil zel shir orech ben hashmoshes. That's how long ben hashmoshes is. After it takes you to walk a chatzi mil, heavy laila, there's no more sofik. It's only like 9 minutes of sofik of ben hashmoshes. Rabbi Yosi Yoimer, ben hashmoshes kerafayin. No, it's mamish 1 second, the whole ben hashmoshes. Zen nichnas, this comes in, vizay yoytzei. Hey, the laila comes in, the sun goes out. V'yev shalam of the love, you don't even know exactly when it is. Shashi kerafayin, kishir, karitza sign, like the blinking of your eye. Berifion, v'loy b'chazoka. Lightly and not too strong. But it's pretty fast. Zeh nichnas halayla comes in. Nichnas vayayim, vayayim yoytze. Yitziya zeh im kenisa zeh. Kishahim misparshim kori ben hashmoshes. When they're like misparshim, what they separate, that's called ben hashmoshes. V'chol de mekamei hochi hevi yoyim alyon. Before this, it's vada yoyim. Only mamish, when this leaves, that comes in, that second is called ben hashmoshes. That's the yoyim tishita. V'yev shalam adol of you. Now, omama. What we learned before, matilun oisoy l'choy mishnayom. Ben Hashmoshes, says whatever it is, Ben Hashmoshes is, but this period of Ben Hashmoshes, we give it a chumrah of 2 days. Maybe it's Yoin, maybe it's Laila. So the moral of my hilchasa, what's it nagay to give it to din two periods? Shrashkel, my hilchasa, yatil wall of sofik, shema mishnayim. What is it nagay to say this period could be day and night? Yeshboy, it has two crimes to it. Bishleim is sofik, kulim in ayayim, iklamem alin yamaytsoy Shabbos. It's nagay, when does Maytsoy Shabbos start? If you say the whole thing is Yoin, so you have to wait till the end of Shabbos, till it's vade laila. Lohavi Oshem Toli, when you have to bring the Bidin at Chetan, when you have to bring the Oshem Toli. So, for Kulim in a Lailo, Linyan Leel Shabbos, the beginning of Shabbos. Elochay Mishneh Lamahilgaso. What's it Nageya that we're going to say this time of Venash Mosh is 9 minutes, 18 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever you hold, has both Dinim. It has a Din Yoim and a Din Lailo. Might not come in. The Teretzis Vilchazza. And the Gemara Omer Afun of Reit of Yeshua, Linyan Tumas. Nageya to a Zav that sees Tumor. That he's tummy if he sees 2 days consecutively, and he sees 3 days, he has to bring a korban. Tumah kiret nan rosh ne yomim ben hashmoshes. The person saw 2 days ben hashmoshes zav is sofik l'tumul l'korban. He has to then bring a korban also, because by seeing ben hashmoshes, we give 1 day ben hashmoshes called a daytime, and it also has a shame the night time. Now the next ben hashmoshes also maybe still part of the day, maybe still part of the next night. So you have a period of 3 days here within these two ben hashmoshes. So Rashi roh shnei ben hashmoshes ziva de zav. A man saw zav mitame biyomim uvrius ben shiro shtayim biyomechod ben shiro shtayim b'shnei yom retzufim ben shiro achas b'shnei yomim kugoyim ben hashmoshes. A molik could be tummy one person, the man, if he saw two rias the same day, two different times, he has a tumah to him. Now a molik could see two ben hashmoshes. Is choshev le kishtei rias. As if he sees one ben hashmoshes, it's like he saw two rias. Mishum yamin. They get the 2 days. The afinim ilazochin lekevon. Man lekevon biyom. Just like in the cave in Ishus, tell me out the days. Azochin biyomin. Who are in the man? Even though he's seeing one time zav ben hashmoshes, like one ria. But since ben hashmoshes is called part of it is day, and part of it is night, it's considered like he saw two different times. One by day, one by night, and he has a tummy automatically. Orias the gufa in misparsha katanu megillah. Monakos shtayim makor tummy. Sofik l'tumul korbin. Rashi sofik tummy, sofik tor. Sofik chayit korbin imatuma. There's even a sofik that maybe he has to bring a korbin. Sofik ain't a chayit korbin. There's also a tzad. Maybe he doesn't have to bring a korbin because there's also a tzad to say that ben hashmoshes is only yom, or maybe it's only laila. Is the only tzad to bring a korban is if you say ben hashmoshes has two periods to it. The beginning is yom and the end is laila. So if you saw two ben hashmoshes, it's still like you saw in 3 days. Because the first ben hashmoshes was maybe daytime and it was nighttime, and the next ben hashmoshes was day and nighttime. So you covered 3 days. Avot tomei shiva, but 7 days yavadi tomei. Tizah the loch is by a man if he sees zah bal shtei riyos. If he saw 2 days, he has tumas zav on him. He on v'shlishi. What's the inyan of seeing a third day by a man? It's going to get him if he also day korban. Then he has to bring a korban. If he sees 2 days, he has to bring his tumay 7 days as tumas zav. The third day is going to get the korban. Now v'zeh shiroh shnei ben hashmoshes. This man that saw zav 2 times, 2 days ben hashmoshes. There is a tzad to say it's only 1 day. And he's only tummy then al tumas rias. He saw 2 days now. There's also a sofik. Maybe it's not mitzufin hein. He could be his tar altogether. Because maybe the first ben hashmoshes was called yom, and the second ben hashmoshes was called laila. So it was a whole day period in between them. Hey, the first ben hashmoshes Monday, it seems like he saw a Sunday. And it came the next ben hashmoshes Tuesday night, it seems like he saw for Wednesday already. So the whole Tuesday he didn't see. So it's a sofik if it's tummy altogether now. V'toy mitzum shiva. Elo, kibal keri biyam, we'd like to talk about keri, that's all. Delav shtei riyas biyay mecha, it's not called two riyas in 1 day, ikah. V'loy shnei yom retuf, you don't have 2 consecutive days either, ikah. That's one sofik. Now there's also a sofik shen gimu yomin. You also have a sofik that has 3 days right in Sufim, secularly. Dizav gomeru af the korban. Ketzad, what's this side? Shem of ben hashmoshes, a rishoin, kulim in ayoin. The first ben hashmoshes, like Sunday, ben hashmoshes, completely Sunday. But Ben Hashmosh to Shor, then he saw Monday Ben Hashmosh is Kulim in a Laila. The whole thing is Laila. Venimsa Yoimech and Hifsek Ben Tayim. Vitor, that's one topic. That side is Tolagamri. Oy Shnei Mina Yoim, both of them are day, Devilation of Yom Ritzufin. Then he's Tommy Akoparim Tumazav. Vechenim Shnei Mina Laila. Heavy Lunamishta Yom Ritzufin. That's one suffix. Now another side is Oshem Imarisha Mina Laila Vashenim Nayim. Could be the first time is Laila, and the second day is Yom. That's also two consecutive days. Hevulunamishte Rias Vyoimecha. Now the Tommy Shiva Bukhalelu. All these cases is Tommy 7 days, the Enkan Korban. You don't have 3 days. Oi, what's the last suffix? Maybe it's called 3 days even for Korban? Oishem Ashtayim Rias Hoyu Miksasim Byam Ksasim Balailo. Ben Ashmoshes has two dinim to it. Ben Ashmoshes is called part of it is Yoim and part of it's night. The Yeshkan Shloisher Tufin. Then you have a Riyah of 3 consecutive days. V'cheinim or Rishayim Miktsasa V'yayim Miktsasa B'laylo. V'yashnina Kula Min Halaylo. Could be the second day of Kula Min Halaylo. Or Rishayim Kula Min Hayayim. V'yashnina Miktsasa V'yayim Miktsasa B'laylo. Is also you have the case Hevelu Gimu Yom Ritzufin. V'etoyin Korbin. So these are all the Swakish Gerad. Hilkach. Sofik afle korban omei vichatis oif habu ala sofik v'enecheles t'shem alaba korbanu. You bring it, but a body of the crane can't eat it because maybe you're not mechuyev a korban or malikas chum nevela. If you're not mechuyev a korban, how does the crane make the shechita by noif? You make a malika with his hand. So if it's not a chiv korban, it's a nevela. He's not allowed to eat it. So by the minasofik, you can't eat the korban. But I call upon him allowed to bring the korban because the sofik give you mechuyev to bring the korban now. And that's what's negated to say whether Ben Hashmosh is considered the Sofig. It is Yoim and it is Laila. It has both been into this Ben Hashmosh. So if you see one Riyah Zav throughout this Ben Hashmosh, it'd be considered like you saw one Riyah at daytime and the second Riyah was at nighttime, and then the same thing the next day, you have 3 days consecutive of seeing. That's what we're negated to the Sveikas of Ben Hashmosh. Right, I think we'll stop here. The rest parts will stay there also.
Just is
we're holding Lamed Dalet on the days by two dots by Tana Rabban on the top. Ben Ashmosh is Sofik Min Hayom, Sofik Min Halayla. Ben Ashmosh will soon say what time this is. Is a Sofik, maybe it's day and maybe it's night. Sofik Kulu Min Hayom, it's also a Tzad, maybe the whole Ben Ashmosh is the only day. Maybe the whole thing is only night. Therefore, we give it a chumrah of 2 days. We'll soon see what that means. What is called Ben Hashmoshes? So, Poshep Shatim means when it comes Shkiyas Achamam, when the sun starts to go down sunset. That's when Ben Hashmoshes starts. Kol Zaman Shepnei Mizrach Madimim. Kol Zaman, Poshep says, the face of the east side is red. Now we know when the sun goes down, it goes down on the west side. So Gemara later is going to say it means when the west, if the sun is in the west, it like gives out rays to the east side. So the east side is red because of the west. But avada, the sun goes down the Marav. And we have to look at the Marav side. Is Kol Zaman Shepanei Mizrach Madim, Kol Zaman it's red, is it's still, it will soon say, it's Ben Hashmoshes. Hichtif HaTachav, the bottom part of the Rukiyam became black. So Mr. Brewer says it doesn't really mean black, it just means the redness went away. I mean, when the sun is going down by sunset, it's very red. So the redness, when it goes away, that's called hichsif. It becomes a little bit like white. Even the Rashi says it means black, it's not mamish black. Because black is only mamish pitch dark in the middle of the night is black. But it has lively even before that. The top part of the sky is not yet white, it's still red. It still has the red beams of the sun. That's called Ben Hashmoshes. If even the top part of the sky became also like white or lost the redness of the sun, the Hishwa Tachman looks the same thing as the bottom part of the Rikiyah, then Zel Laila. That's called Laila. Diver Reb Yehuda. This is Reb Yehuda Shita, what's called Ben Hashmoshes. From the beginning of Shkiyah until we say there's no more redness of the sun on in the sky. He has takes a Chatzimil. From sunset, a chatzimil has come out 9 minutes later. That's called Laila. Only the first 9 minutes is called Ben Hashmoshes. Rabbi Yosi Yaima Ben Hashmoshes is terrifying. Ben Hashmoshes takes a second, like a blink of the eye. Zeh nichnas, as soon as the night comes in, v'zeh yotze, the day goes out.
V'yesh shalamadolo. We don't know exactly when is the Laila, or when is the Ben Hashmashes, because it's just a blink of the eye. The Omama, Matil Nois L'Chay Mishne Yom. The time of Ben Hashmashes sometimes have a chumra of 2 days to it. L'may Hirchus, so what do we mean have 2 days to it? Omer Avun of Rebbe Yeshua Linyin Tuma. The gay to a Zav, a man that becomes a Zav, he's the Halach to Kripnan. Roar Shne Yomim, if he saw 2 days Ben Hashmashes, he saw Monday night Ben Hashmashes and Tuesday night Ben Hashmashes, he is Halach, he has a Sophic Tuma, he's a Sophic if he's Tomei Shiv altogether, and who are in the Korban? He's also a Sophic, maybe he has to bring a Korban. Mashenkin Roar Yemechid Ben Hashmashes, he only saw one day Ben Hashmashes, he's Sophic the Tuma. He has a Sophic, maybe he has a Tuma Zav, which is Tomei for 7 days. Because the locker is a Zav, if you just see one time Zav, you stand Tumas like a Valkyrie only 1 day. When you see two times or two consecutive days, then you tell me for 7 days. If you see three times or three consecutive days, then you have a Chiyuv Korban. So the Chiddush here, the Ben Hashmashes, is a Sophic, maybe it's day, maybe it's night. So by just seeing the Zav, this few minutes of Ben Hashmashes, is a Sat to say you tell me Shivam. Because the beginning of Ben Hashmashes was day, and the end of it is night, and it feels like you saw 2 different days. And who then, if you saw Monday night and Tuesday night, we have a tzad to say, maybe it's considered like you saw 3 days, 3 consecutive days, Zav, therefore you have to bring a korban. But it's also only a suffix, because it's a tzad to say the whole thing is only yom, so maybe you only saw 1 day. Therefore Ben Hashmashes has a suffix to it, whether it's day and whether it's night, it's not kamina for a Zav. He's misafik, he has to bring a korban, and misafik, he's tamei 7 days. For the Gemara now, hagufa kasha. So still in the price itself. Or ma'at, we said before, izeu ben hashmoshes. What is considered ben hashmoshes? That means we don't know, we're not sure if it's day, or is it night yet. Mishatishka achama, when the shkia or sunset, kol zaman shepnei mizuch madimim. Kol zaman, there's some redness in the sky. That's ben hashmoshes. Mashma, hohichsef ha-tachtoin, as soon as the bottom part, tachtoin pressure means, like Rashi says, the part of the sky closer to the ground, closer to the earth. Mashma, as soon as that part of the sky already becomes white, like, or black, loses its redness, it's lila ready. Hohichsef ha-tachtoin, v'lo hichsef elyon, even though the top part of the sky is still red, is mashma tlila. His duration is mashma, when it's been ashmoshes, only calls the man, the whole sky is red. Mashma, if the bottom part of the sky is not red anymore, it's Laila. Vahada, this theory is Vahada Tarnit, and right away the Bryce says, not like that. It says, Hichsef Atachtoin, even though the bottom part of the sky, the part of the sky near the ground, near the Oritz, is like Hichsef became black or lost its redness, Vahloi Hichsef Elyon, but the top part of the sky is still red, it's still called Ben Hashmoshes. So, Chorot Sathira, hey, how much do you need to make it Laila? Do you need the whole sky has to still be red? And when a little bit of it is not red, it's called already Laila. Or you don't need that much. That much won't be cold. Yeah. That much won't be cold. Omar, such a spira. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Korech Betoni. You have to change around the two things and learn like this. Korech Betoni, you have to learn like this, the answer to spira. How long is considered Ben Hashmashes a Sophic if it's day, a Sophic if it's night? When the sun sets, starts to go down, that's already the Sophic, maybe it's not there anymore. How long is the Sophic? There's still redness in the sky. And also, even though the bottom part of the sky that's near the ground looks black already, still is Ben Hashmashes. But at least the top part of the sky is still red. The top part of the sky is still red. It didn't become black yet. Nami Ben Hashmashes. That's also considered Ben Hashmashes. Now, when does Ben Hashmashes end? Hichsef Elyon, if even the top part of the sky became like black. V'hishvul atastan, it looks the same thing as the bottom part. They both look the same way. That's what it's called Laila. That's called Laila. So, Mel, there's no theory now. When sun sets, it starts Ben Hashmashes. how long does Menash Moshes go? Kol Zaman, there's some redness in the sky. Even though it's only on the top part of the sky, the bottom part of the sky already became like black or like white, it's still called Menash Moshes. But even the top part of the sky doesn't have redness, it all looks black, and that's called Laila. Smell it is no stira. Rashi, the bottom Rashi is text to bottom line. Pnei Mizrach Madimim Adayin Lehichsev Afilu Atachton. That's the stira. First is Mashma, when is the Ben Hashmoshes? Calls the man, the whole sky is red. That is no blackness at all. And then it's Mashma, no. That even though there's some redness in the top part of the sky, but in the black, in the bottom part is black, it's still called Ben Hashmoshes. Teretz is Korach V'toni. Shnei Hadzvorim B'krach Echad. Learn it together. V'teretz Achad. That's one halakha. So that's one shot. So Mar Rabbi Yosef, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Om Hashmul, Hochiktoni. This is what you have to learn. Mishatishke Hachama. Mishatishke Hachama, the sun goes down. Kol Zaman Shepenei Mizrach Madimim is Yoim. He learns no. Kol Zaman, it's red in the sky, that's called Vada Yoim. Even after Shkiyas Hachama. But Kol Zaman, there's redness, red rays. In the sky, it's Vada Yoim. When the part of the sky near the ground turned black, it lost its redness. But the top part of the sky still has some redness in it. That's called Ben Hashmoshes. He owes a less of a share of Ben Hashmoshes. When even the top part of the sky also becomes black and looks the same thing like the bottom part of the sky, though there's no more redness at all in the sky, that's called Laila. So says like this, this is Rabbi Yosi Shita. So the Gemara of Yozla Tamayu, they both call the Shitosa Reb Yosi and the first man of Yom, and Rav Huna bread of Yeshua. The Yitma, Shia Ben Hashmoshes Tekama. How long is the Sofik Ben Hashmoshes when we have a Sofik, if it's day or it's night? Omar Rabbe, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, the first one is Rabbe. He holds Shloisha Chilke Mil, three, like, Chilokim parts of a mil. A mil usually is how long it takes you to walk, no matter miles, so usually says 3/4 of our miles, which is usually we say 18 minutes. For the Gemara, my gimel chulke mil, what does it mean, 3 parts to the mil? Ilei metlosei palgi milo, if it means 3/2 of a mil, for the Gemara, let him say klo, name a mil amachsa. Hey, 3/2 means 1.5. So let him say, as long as it takes you to walk, 1.5 mils will be 18 and 9. Ella tlosa, it means tilta mila. It means 3/3 of a mil. Of the Zohar, name a mil. Let him say glat, a mil, 18 minutes. Ella tlosa rivoya mila. It means 3/4 of a mil, like 15 minutes. That's called Ben Hashmoshes. Ben Hashmoshes is called 15 minutes. So Poshanah Gemara means the 15 minutes is from the beginning of Shkia, when the sun set, the next 15 minutes, that's called Ben Hashmoshes. That's Rabbi Shita. Omer Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef now says no. He's like the second one we have before, said there's a little less of a shear to Ben Hashmoshes. He said Ben Hashmoshes first starts when the bottom part of the sky is black. His Kol Zaman, the whole sky is red. He holds that's still called Vada Yom, even after Shkia Sechamam. When does the start of Ben Hashmoshes start? A few minutes later. Now this is a raya. Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, he holds another shittim, Amar Shmuel, Shnei Chilke Mil. The whole shear, the whole span of Ben Hashmoshes is only 2 chalokim of the mil. For the Gemara, my Shnei Chilke Mil. What does it mean, 2 parts of this mil? Like this mile, the distance, the length it takes you to walk a mile. Ilay Machrei Palgi Mil, if it means 2/2 of the mil, Lema Mil, let him say glad. Ben Hashmoshes is 18 minutes. It's a shear of a mil. Vielo Chere Rivoy Mili means 2/4. Lema Chatzi Mil, let him say then 9 minutes. A half of a mil, let him say. What does it come on to? What's Shnei Chilke Mil? Eli means to say, Chere Tulte Mil. Rabbi Yosi Shita is 2/3.